better understanding our Hitler.
You guys going? We're talking about the
Well. We brought up Hitler.
Full screen.
Drove everybody off.
450 minutes of pure Hitler in German with English subtitles.
Can I help you?
What?
You heard me, Buster.
You have 400 minutes
and
of Hitler
I'm not paying extra for dialogue.
With,
so cut the chit.
Not
what?
Did I make too much noise?
It's not underground film. Not a good entertainment
show. Should you have trouble sleeping?
Not documentary.
Yes, because of all
not
weird
social
movies.
Criticism.
You ate too much of your mother's
not
beef
Hollywood,
tornadoes.
Not Hollywood. Boulevard film. Horror show.
We're doing better than one every
rather
three
than right. Journey into the midst of night. A half ride into Paradise Lost.
Oh, that's where we're going.
Free. What are you idling up this hour for?
I knew there was a place.
Today we've got electricity from 3 to 5.
Be all that you can be in the...
Figure that one out.
Smarmy.
Exactly, Mandy. And, of course, there's the Air Force also that the Army brats
so
like
cute.
To smirk
and
fight
so
their
Christian
wars
in the
bed.
Air Force. That's why they're so cute.
Into the air, Junior Birdman. Or what is their slogan? Up, up, and away, and my beautiful balloon? No, it's...
I want to go up, and I want to go fast.
For a moment, I can't seem to recall the... Anchors away. No, that's the Navy.
Yeah,
what
the
hell?
That's the only good song.
It's
just let me play with him today. Then I'll kill him.
No.
Oh, there they go. The flying fighter squadron.
Little Billy
flying
and Timmy
proudly
flew
above
off
our heads
to defend America. And went and killed the nip they found in the yard later after dinner.
Loves to fantasize about its own demise.
Now calm down, Aunt Bertha. I'm sure we'll get to the bottom of this. If
what?
We just to keep our, you know, let's get our story straight here.
All right, yeah. I think you're right.
We've got a court recorder here to take down your somewhat improbable tale.
Kill myself? That's not cool to you?
You need to have our story straight because it's not cool to me. No,
to
not know what we're going to tell Aunt Bertha when we get off the show.
No. No one wants to do that. Look, we're all friends here.
Oh, not when Nevada rides.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Yes.
Don't give her some room to breathe here.
How did it all happen?
No women.
No women.
In the real West, I heard there were a number of them. Real women.
Real
men
women.
Killed each other for.
Third real women. Yes, in the third reel of the motion picture, they come into the plot, and they do affect the end of the...
Rob Banks to buy, the kind the real Max San build a reputation satisfying.
Starring Rob Banks of the Max San Corporation and his lovable sidekick Lumpy. And their latest adventure.
Soft sheen.
Soft shoes, soft shingle, and the bird gilded
the
old west.
Of wisdom they contain.
Imagine the intrusive wisdom that they often had when they consulted Native Americans to discover ancient burial rituals and other magical gestures, which allowed them to move into a different world.
Free cigarettes, too.
Where the South won the Civil War. And chewing gum was a national institution.
Did we ever get to the moon?
Yes, a boy and his dog.
1971.
Hostile Indians.
A Confederate officer planted the stars and bars on the Lunas Maris.
One man stood out in front of a general.
If he ever finds out what his wife gets up to at these gatherings, he'll probably kill himself.
When he finds out, oh boy.
The family slave also accompanied the master.
What are you talking about? I've always been upright, honorable in all my dealings.
Well, you should say that, Baroness. You hang yourself last.
Don't look at me this way. I'm innocent, I tell you.
I've never thought about it as being a musician. I thought about it as being like a...
And when the union crew finally got to the room,
telling
they
lies.
Found the
lies. About that's what they are. Lies.
Empty on the surface already.
Now what am I gonna do?
Take them downstairs.
What, the whole thing?
You go first.
Okay.
I can't believe I ate the whole thing.
Thanks.
What about your parents?
My parents?
Yeah. Your parents said thanks.
My mom
say,
was scared of me.
My parents said things too.
Like
your parents said something.
You
well,
to
my
you.
Parents said something too.
No, she's
at the PTA meeting, when they discovered the extent of your duplicity and deception.
What you've done in the past, believe me.
I'm sorry, but these uncomfortable moments of childhood must be revisited and often. Because I'm only in the bright light of public examination can they be decontaminated of the negative influences which have held you back from becoming a great subgenius and an American. We'll begin with your early years, your most embarrassing moment.
Yep, and begin.
Here you are in Flossie Wiley Jr. Elementary School.
Then I thought if anyone's going to be killed, it should be Nora.
In Miss Carrico's third grade class.
Then I thought I must review the situation calmly and decide on a realistic course of action.
Pass your papers forward.
But it was IQ who came up with the solution.
Now reach into your desks and take out your construction paper and scissors.
Oh, please, don't tell my father. I won't do it again.
Sit down. Sit down over here. But
I got if he does, he can go. He's got my word on that.
We're all going to learn how to cross the street by making stop-and-go lights out of red, green, and yellow construction paper.
Well, we had a lot of friends. A whole bunch of folks got up.
Don't! I'll kill you where you stand.
And none of them were so shameful that they got mocked and bullied afterwards.
Oh,
there was crazy stuff and there was heartfelt stuff.
Dr. Omar, does it say what God's command is?
Nobody beckons the bodies like
to kill Americans and blender. Their possessions, whatever he finds. To kill Americans.
Okay, let's stop this.
And their allies
at 3 a.m.
vote,
which is 5 a.m. No, 6 a.m. on the East Coast.
His duty.
Where people are listening, hoping, praying that we'll leave them alone. To stop making this bad radio.
Kill Americans.
But I'm sorry, yeah, right, kill Americans, yeah, of course.
Is that what it says?
Yeah, on the...
always irritable and loud. Like,
I feel like I'm both of those all
Jimmy
the time.
Jimmy Stewart in Winchester 73 is just Jimmy Stewart from Fire.
I'm kill the son of a bitch. Turns in this
go ahead, pervert. Shoot me.
He's not going to shoot me. Are you, Zach?
You, I want to talk to you.
I try to be a nice person, although believe me, it's strictly an act.
If you don't kill him, I will.
Well, if you can't see him, what will you do?
Won't kill me?
This is beautiful. I am so glad that we all agree.
We're all gonna kill each other? Why?
No, Lou. Nobody could ever blame you for wanting to kill somebody that raped your daughter. But man, you always been a little bit too bloody, man. Way too bloody. You know, maybe they don't kill us all today, but sooner or later... So I say, hey, why wait?
Tell me you didn't kill me, even if it's a goddamn lie.
Thank you.
It's perfect.
We don't speak about it.
But the idea had been spoken, and the words wouldn't go back after they'd been uttered aloud.
So you're understanding,
words get
right?
Stuck in my throat.
And what happens when I touch her?
God bless you. Gesundheit.
Everybody knows.
Did you see this giant Hitler extravaganza thing?
Yes, I have. I've seen it in its in release in the theater in 78.
And you'd recommend it?
Oh, yeah. I bought that because I loved it so much.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I remember reading about this. I've just never seen it.
He owns Hitler, man.
Broke a lot of records here tonight, folks. Yes, this is one of the most revealing motion pictures that's come along for quite a while. No one will be admitted without a parent or adult guardian. And no one will be admitted during the last 7 minutes, guys. Eyeball, the motion picture.
Yeah.
It was in the 1980s, I think. I was wandering in an alley, and I bent over and picked up a scrap of paper. It turned out to be an ad for a movie called Eyeball, the motion picture. And then the slogan for this movie was, "It's about what you think it's about." Eyeball. You know, and a picture of an eyeball. So this was locally promoted, and they printed little slips of paper with it that I could find in an alley. And it had been showing somewhere in the Mission. But I never went to see Eyeball, the motion picture. But I bet if you Googled it now, you could find out all about what sort of strange motion picture event that was. Anyway, I mean, Eyeball, the motion picture, doesn't sound like the most entertaining thing we've ever heard of. Well, how about The Traveling Executioner with Stacy Keach? Do you remember that one?
Not anymore, son. That was a long time.
You don't remember, though. He travels around with his electric chair and executes people. Stacy Keach does it.
I thought you meant Bob Dobbs.
No. It's an intriguing film.
I think it's
film,
going fine.
Even though it's directed by a hack director. Excuse me. Jack Smite.
Hack director.
Yes, he was a terrible director, but he did end up having created some interesting things that we all remember with some fondness. For example, he directed that Twilight Zone episode about the guy on the asteroid where they deliver a female robot. You know,
shot in Death Valley.
He directed that one, and he directed the really horrible movie The Illustrated Man with Rod Steiger. Terrible. It showed all his leaden-footed approach to movie directing. But he did also create this other strangely interesting stepping stone on the way to a numinous understanding of greater and better realities in this world and others.
Oh, yeah.
Whoa! And I forget whatever the hell I'm talking about.
Here on the furthest planet from the sun.
Goodbye, planet Earth. You'll get along just fine without me.
Moon Goldie.
I'm signing out forever.
Returning to the house.
I just can't take it anymore.
Came a knock at the door.
And I'm sure you'll all understand someday just what I mean. Now let's visit the hottest speakeasy in the city. Just say the special password at the door.
In all their natural beauty.
Swordfish. And be admitted to the place where the champagne constantly flows and the flappers kick up their knees. Miles under the ocean. In the domed over lost city of Atlantis.
And I didn't know any better.
Superman's
I had a trust fund and I was bored.
Mermaid girlfriend came from there. Lori Lamaris. Always the LL thing with his girlfriends. Well, I'd love to stay, but I think I have to get up and go. I mean, the workaday world must go on. Whether capitalism or communism, the means of production must be put in the hands of the people. Everyone who makes something should receive just compensation for his or her labor. And so, on the entirely pinko leftish program, I, Dr. Howell Dowell, exercise no political authority whatsoever. Let's remember that when the Know Nothing Quiff and Poof Party attains unnatural prominence on the U.S. political stage.
It was happy.
These will be trying times. And I, Dr. Howlandall, will be out there trying with the rest of them, trying desperately to keep my head above water in an era of rising seas,
living a life,
heaving demographic changes involving the body politic in all of its personal splendor.
It's my brother. He's a computer technician, and he's been working at that children's lab.
And something happened.
Yes. He disappeared. He hasn't been home for the last 3 days. And when I went to children's lab, they more or less told me to mind my own business. I'm sure there's something wrong out there.
Mm-hmm.
Something wrong, eh?
My brother has been acting very strange. At first, I thought he'd just been working too hard.
I'll take this down.
But then I read his diary.
What did it say?
My suspicions were right.
We'll
Their plans are diabolical.
Right as rain in no time, lady.
And it's all on tapes.
Oh. And so you borrowed one of the tapes.
Don't take on
And
that
your brother.
Way.
We just don't know. We thought that they guessed he was becoming suspicious.
But how do you know? How do you ever really know?
Just locked him up.
But where?
Well, I gotta say, it's been fun, but I mean, there's only a limit to what flesh and blood can take. Right? I'm as human as the next guy. I don't ask for special privileges or favors from anybody. I'm just trying to get along like you and you. An ordinary guy with an ordinary set of problems. But somehow, in some way, someone.
Rain or shine, fun and sun, reign supreme in this paradise where all your cares are forgotten.
Had to look at drugs at 8 o'clock in the morning. And so I turned into a frog, you know. Instead of a prince, they frogged me. And that's the way I've been on this so-called station ever since. I don't even know how, I don't know why, or wherefore. I really can't take the shimmy, the wiggle, the pitch and the yaw of it and synthesize it all into something that coalesces a nice, clean, neatly slotted, easily ascertainable datum. One bit digital information that can be easily digested. But no, they have to throw the Webster's unaffiliated dictionary at me, hit me on the temples and cause a mild concussion, a subdural hematoma, all because I wouldn't knuckle under and toe the line, playing their own game of knuckle crack.
Yeah, why can't you be like K-Rob and get two big smiley stars at the station?
Another time. I can't do it now. In fact, I'm gonna have to make my way homeward. But it's been great to come in after
school ribbons.
First, I was doing the Joe Schmo show, and then I come over here and I do the Joe Blow show. I'm Joe Blow. It's my show. I'm not doing it, but it's my show.
No secret that we are the night people at Family Radio. Jerry Hoffman is our producer. I'm Jerry Ettinger.
Yes, if your name is Jerry, we have a place for you
and,
on our network.
We're the people at night here when there are just a few of us.
Just a few, but more every year. And soon the world will be ours. Thank you.
And
in your own.
Okay, kids, that's it. I'm,
Yeah, it's time for Hi-Fi Living anyway. Just imagine if Babs Bendix would come in now at 3 a.m., just like the old days. No, it's got 10 minutes here. She's just trying to horn in. I guess you better cue that up.
Okay, well, let's see.
Filmed in one of America's leading nudist
bands. In Splendoscope. The new miracle of the screen. 1-to-1 ratio. It's a big square, Daddy-O.
I couldn't tell if the sirens are real or just in the mix, so to speak.
Now turn up the RPM and watch the fun and feathers fly.
And the boys would all have to leave before the show could proceed.
Don't toss and turn all night with spiders in your hair. It's a brand new day on the radio. A new show for each and every one of your little... Oh, is this on? Yeah,
uh-oh,
exactly. They all get a new show. Hi, this is Dr. Hellendahl. I'm getting ready to pack up and go home. I'm taking my baseball glove and my... cleats and going home, because frankly this is a, well, it's a little rich, too rich for my blood if you ask me, and I don't care if you didn't. So let's put it in a nutshell. I want to explain just what it is that I like to do and what I don't like so much to do in one of these so-called radio programs. It's not even radio, it's this crazy thing on a computer. I have got enough to worry about.
Plays per record.
16 years ago, when I was a film inspector for West Coast Films here in San Francisco. In those days, they didn't have anything like home video or Betamax or VHS or any of these modern inventions. No. So if you wanted to take home a movie from anywhere, you had to take home a clanking, clattering... 16-millimeter projector and a couple of heavy reels of film, then you could watch a movie of your choice at your home projected on your living room wall.
Performance of Zenith.
Well, we took advantage of that perquisite, and we watched many a movie in those old days, including...
Also tonight, the car and driver that went into San Francisco Bay were...
Jungle Moon Man. Honestly, there is such a movie as Jungle Moon Man, made by the same people who made Earthworm Tractors. Also, Shh, The Octopus, which I've mentioned before. Everybody should see Shh, The Octopus. It has some incredible scenes in it. I don't claim to understand it. In fact, it's not really understandable. It turns out to be, if I can introduce a spoiler here, it's all a weird dream. It does, so naturally it doesn't make sense. But during the movie, I'm trying to put it together. There's a criminal mastermind called the Octopus who's inhabiting this lighthouse.
And is so, further enhanced with a magnificent line of all-wood decorated cabinets.
But there's... But there's also an actual octopus which is reaching out from secret panels that slide open with its tentacles to grab people and so on. And you're wondering what in the world is going on in this picture.
Available for work?
Yes.
And then, a sweet old lady turns before your eyes into a hideous hag-like monster. A magnificent special effect. I know how they did it.
We've been empowered to withhold payment of checks.
Remember car 54, where are you?
I'll come to see the apartment.
Remember Gunther Tweedy? Francis Muldoon was his partner. That was Fred Gwynne. But Gunther Tweedy was Joe E. Ross. Well, that's who's the star of Shh, the Octopus.
Designed especially for those who want the finest in stereo console furniture.
Let go of me. I'm trying to talk about this movie. It's S-S-H exclamation mark T-H-E-O-C-T-P. Oh, you... Yes, Shh, the Octopus is an astonishing...
Measured separately, and the results reported every half hour...
Road
as well as
to the development of a new cinema of gestural impetus. Such auteurs as Edgar Ulmer and Sigmund Krelboim, the director of Shh, the Octopus, started a new mode in independently produced micro-budget cinema.
You know, you could
shopping for a hat.
Worth the chance to be
or shopping for a...
Your camera, I left it back there. What are you talking about? You don't have it with you?
Yes, when you dragged me away.
You left it behind? Who believed it?
I can back again.
Oh, no, our only proof.
But while one may rightly criticize the scriptural inconsistencies in such a motion picture as Shh, the Octopus, at the same time, one must, however reluctantly, offer up a gesture of appreciation for its inventive art direction, special pacing, and unusual plot and mise-en-scene. Yes, Shh, the Octopus is a special cinematic experience to be savored by the cineast particularly and celebrated in recondite film societies of people who are far cooler than you will ever be. And we're typing this all down into the Akashic Records right now. There will be a record in heaven. All these sheets gathered by the recording angel and bound into the heavenly congressional record. So bear with us just for a moment, and we'll be right with you.
Let me try to defuse it.
Great.
You will stay where you are. The mutant chief projects paralyzing hotwings.
Just kidding.
Oh, the bomb will preserve peace.
Just joking.
Great doors burst open. Oh, all face destruction. Another mighty illusion. Puny human. Stop.
Blow this popsicle stand. This bleeding piece of earth. This England.
Huge crowd filled the entire auditorium.
Yeah. The boy stood on the burning deck, selling peanuts by the peck. Along comes a little girl dressed in blue. She says, "I'll take a peck or two."
The dynamic duo.
Did you ever see the devil with his iron spade and shovel and scratching up the gravel with his big toenail? How then was the devil dressed? He was in his Sunday best. His coat was green and his breeches was blue, and there was a little hole where the tail came through. The fiend. Now your soul looks to the fiend like a moth or a large specimen of a Lepidoptera. And he puts you in his little carrying case and he takes you back to the infernal regions. Of course, for certain individuals, he needs a special carrying case for a large wingspan. But usually, you can fit in his pocket wallet.
We routinely receive...
And with that in mind, I will now take my leave.
to decode.
Heading you can count on back that. To rendezvous with like the Gemini spacecraft on the vector Delta Sigma 1
until Thursday night.
In geosync orbit.
I only know that it will signal the end of time.
Take a spacewalk toward the...
Relapse to command monitor.
Bang.
Explosive center of the reactive nuclear motor. Whatever the trouble is, we don't know at the present time.
Bang.
We're going to have to examine it on site.
In the future, assured.
Demonstrations in New York, Paris, Tokyo, and London. You have a point. If this radioactive mass falls from the sky, it could mean the end of life for the rest of us.
40 years ago, I warned of it. 30 years ago, I warned of it. 20 years ago, I warned of it. It's here today. Crime, humanism, hedonism, pornography, profanity, one divorce for every two marriages.
Give me some.
Oh, man, there's nothing wrong with a poop dog hat.
We live in a world of thievery, of terror, of bombings, of international crime.
Well, that's a rather depressing, but I'm not going to contest
yes.
it.
The harvest
the
is
harvest?
Here or kill me.
Corniest place.
It's looking pretty poor here.
Well,
I guess you don't care that much.
No, I don't really care.
Said, did you hear me?
I hear you, but
I'm tired of this stupid show.
I don't care.
Yeah. No, nothing is
it
something.
It can't mean something.
Something is nothing.
Something.
Okay, no. Something
is
right. That's the way it works out.
Nothing that
shows something. You nothing.
What?
Right.
Are
that's
we
the score.
We
that's
came
the score,
from
buddy.
Nothing more into the present universe.
Yeah, who's this, keeping
who
score?
Who won the present
I don't
America?
Know. You don't know.
America. Okay, cool.
America? Well, America might be keeping score,
and
but
that's the,
maybe
that's
not.
The world at large, folks. Brought to you by the Poop Dog Hat. Make
well,
it
all right, everybody.
The late night Poop Dog Hat roundup, and I believe the story about the Poop Dog Hat.
It's time
hat.
For me to be toddling on.
The show's ended once again, and this time we're really going to go when you hear the hit.
No, I have to do another one of these so-called shows
another
tomorrow.
Another Poop Dog Hat show.
I must go and wait. Rest.
They were just like us.
Where is it? It's
whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight?
This joyous occasion.
Or the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming.
Yeah. Stand up now.
Okay. Here we are back.
Well, later. What about the
Star-Spangled Poop Dog Hat.
I mean, he's going to say, what, man, these guys spent 90 minutes talking
about I know,
about
but he doesn't know,
dudes
he doesn't know the show is ending.
Bob made sure I died again, and now I've been born the third time. Born thrice.
So the rumors were true.
By the women.
Is anybody listening out?
Anybody listening out?
No.
Get off the mic, Devon.
Well, you know, to call people, masses of people, to work and still
great.
Our system is never completed. We just haven't had any experience with the market board at all.
So it is more important than anything to examine religions at all times and what they are telling us and what symbols they give us.
Looks like Hal and the kids are going home.
Wrestling Evidence.
Okay, Robo DJ, get Judlin.